Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. We are so happy. We're happy.
We are happy today. This is a happy day. We got bliss
today.
People on our phone today.
That's right.
So this is going to be good.
We're into bliss. This is Paula Shaw here with Kendi Foster, and we are so glad you joined us. We are going to be talking to you. We're going to be taking you, actually, on a journey into the building of a beautiful, blissful lifestyle. We're going to give you the secrets to mastering your emotions, overcoming stressors, and having a lot more fun.
Sounds good to me.
I was going to say,
I'm ready to have some fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
What do you do about building a blissful life, Ken?
Well, I can tell you, in my journey, I have I didn't start out very blissful. I started out very stressed out, kind of angry, miserable in many days of my life, doing things I didn't want to do, living with a lot of shoulds, have tos, musts, and really having a tough time.
I'll bet a lot of people can relate to that.
You know, I think that's right. And there was a point in my life where I felt out of control. I just felt like life was happening to me. I didn't, it was happening against me is how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a victim.
Mm.
And then at one point I said, you know, it's time to take back control of my life. And to do that, I had to really give that some serious thought. I think we all do.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think most people feel like they don't have control over what happens in their lives.
Exactly. So when did we start thinking like that? I'm not sure when it happened to me. Maybe as a child, you know, with parents telling me when to do, what to do, how to do it. You know, you should do this. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. At one point, I had to take back full responsibility for how I felt, how I thought, and how I acted. And that's when I started to have more joy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think getting to that place where we feel like we have some power, we have some choice, is huge. You know, so many people feel like it's all just happening to me. I love that line that I think you said, Tony Robbins said, nothing's happening to you, everything is happening for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a powerful stance. If you have a belief like that, then no matter what comes along, you can turn those lemons into lemonade. You know, you can make things grow from that and make your life better as a source of growth and knowledge.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. When we're out of control, we're feeling like a victim, the key piece to this is starting to value yourself. That's what I had to do.
Mm.
I had to start thinking, okay, you know, if I really valued myself, would I be doing the job that I was doing?
Yeah.
And for me, my answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared the crap out of me because I knew at one point this wasn't going to work for me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, you know, there's financial stability involved. I had two young children at the time and my wife and you know, house payments and car payments and all that. And I'm thinking, what the heck do I do? I hate what I'm doing.
Right.
How do I get out of this? Right.
Oh, I'm sure so many of our listeners can relate to that. You know, so many people go into professions because it's what their family thought was going to be a good idea, or maybe what they thought at one point was going to be a good idea, but then they get out into it and they really don't like the everyday reality of it, but they feel stuck. I mean, I've known doctors who, after, you know, years and years of medical school, felt that way.
Yeah. Well, you and I are coaches, and we coach a lot of people through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a nurse that I worked with this year who had been a nurse for 15 years, and she got to the point where she just didn't want to do it anymore. She mm-hmm. just had enough. Mm-hmm. She loved helping people. She loved that. But she didn't like the environment that she was in. She felt like she was in kind of a toxic environment, which, you know, for her, stopped working. So she laid out a plan. I helped her lay out a plan. And, you know, she decided she wanted to be a health coach, right? Mm-hmm. So after being nursing for all these years. And she laid out a plan to do that. Step one, step two, step three. And she went to school, went back to school, cut out time to do that, learned how to start to speak about what her new career is. Mm-hmm. She learned how to, she started coaching friends and family to, you know, to see how. Anyway, the bottom line is she's now doing what she loves to do, and she's on fire again.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of courage to do that.
It's huge courage, you know, to change everything. And you, excuse me, you made a great point about when you've got financial responsibilities, you've got children, college looming somewhere out there, it's very, very difficult to make those choices and make the changes.
It's difficult. It's not easy, but, you know, life isn't easy. And, you know, it can be a lot easier if we're doing the things that we love to do, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for my story and for a lot of people I've coached, we've had to simplify our lives. And we've had to go back to basics. You know, for me, there's a spiritual component to it, isn't there? Feeling mm-hmm. bliss, feeling joy. I had to stop and start to learn how to meditate, learn how to go within, start to reflect mm-hmm. on every day what's working and what's not working. And like I said, take full responsibility for what's not working.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe any of us are given challenges that we can't overcome. And I'm talking about people that have had devastating illnesses, financial losses,
right.
loss of their homes. We're not given anything that we can't overcome. We're amazing, powerful beings. Mm-hmm. But we do have to take back control of our lives to be able to do that.
And one other piece, I think very often we need help getting through those difficult pieces. So we need to find that confidant or the therapist or the coach or the good friend or family member that we can talk to about it, that we can get it out and hear some other opinions or advice.
Well, I want to just share that because sitting across from me is one of the top grief counselors in the nation, Paula Shaw. And if you're going through a time where there is loss, you've lost your job or you're getting ready to lose your job, you can plan ahead for this. Or if you lost somebody that you love deeply, which a good friend of ours, I'll tell you about that off air, but he'll be on our show in a couple weeks. But, you know, if you're going through loss, Paula's here to help you. And I'm here if you are in business and you want to take that business to a completely new level.
Mm-hmm.
You're a person that wants to have more profitability, more time in your life, a lot less stressors. You want to feel a lot more joy, you know, and you're going through a transition. Hey, go to KenDFoster.com. And let's have a session. What the heck? You know, I never talk about my stuff on the air, so it's kind of, you know, new for me to put it out.
Right. Or PaulaShaw.com if you're looking for help with some kind of an emotional issue or a life transition. That's why we do this show, because life is in session and transitions are happening whether we choose them or not. And sometimes transitions are difficult, really difficult. Even if it's something that you're choosing, you know, people don't realize that marriage, which obviously we're choosing and everybody's all happy and delightful at the
at
wedding.
At the beginning, yeah.
And at the beginning, yeah, both. But everybody's happy for you at the wedding, but they don't realize you're giving up your lifestyle the way you've known it. You're giving up a certain freedom with your money. Certain freedoms, you know, with how you schedule yourself. Now you're taking someone else into consideration 24/7. So that's a big change.
It's a big change for a lot of people because, you know, it's that selfless part.
Mm.
And especially when we, you know, someone's been single for a while,
mm-hmm.
To be selfless is very difficult. You know, it's a transition. It's nothing that you can't do.
Right.
It's just something that has to be changed.
Exactly. And our job here is to bring you guests and information to help make those changes smoother and more productive. And our guest today is going to be just one of those people. And you know what I think so interesting, too, about her? She talks about bliss, but it's not like bliss is something that just pops in if you get to the right meditative state, right? You know, you meditate, right. I meditate, and meditation does take you to a wonderful place. But 20 minutes later, when it's done, life's in session again. And what I love about Monica's message is she's talking, too, about how to live in the everyday world, how to live blissfully, how to take that bliss beyond your meditation experience and actually bring it into every day. And I think that's what we all really want to perfect, having bliss be part of our everyday experience.
Absolutely. So if you're listening today and you'd like to become a little more conscious of how to have bliss in your life, our next guest is going to give you that. And, you know, when I say conscious, because, you know, conscious to me means that you start to become more aware of the things that are creating bliss in your life, as well as the things that are not creating bliss in your life. And when we can become more conscious of that, as our guest Monica is going to share with us, then life can change. It can get better and better and better, just as mine has and as yours has, Paula.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't start out these perfected beings. Not that we're 100% perfected, but we're sure we've come a long way.
Yeah, please don't accuse me of that, because I don't want to have to live up to that standard.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you. Yeah.
But bliss, I'll take bliss.
Yeah.
Perfection, no.
Yeah.
But bliss, yes. That
okay.
sounds really good.
That's good. So coming right up is our next guest. And
Monica Sawyer.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We are so excited to introduce our guest today, Monica Sawyer. So, Ken, tell us all about Monica.
Well, Monica Sawyer is the blissful millionaire. And she's an international best-selling author and award-winning, with her award-winning book, Choose Bliss. And she has chosen bliss in all areas of her life, in her business and her investing. She is well-versed in many types of investing, but her favorite is real estate. And she's been investing for over 25 years and has weathered the economic cycles and remain blissful most of the time, is my guess, Monica. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me on this show, you guys.
I want to read a little quote from your book, Monica, because I love it. It says, I define bliss as a state of absolute emotional contentment. It's a place of being in which there is always an underlying feeling of joy, satisfaction, and peace. It doesn't mean that life doesn't still continue to happen. I love that, because I think that's an important piece. So how does somebody
obtain
get
this.
To that?
Yes.
Yeah, how do you get to that state with life still in session?
You know, one of the things that I tell people is that bliss is a habit. You know, we have emotional habits. You know, we've got behavioral habits, mental habits. We've also got emotional habits. And just like what Ken was saying earlier, it's hard work and it takes a lot of courage. You know, people that are happy are not out there singing la-la all the time. Mm-hmm. Getting to that place of happiness takes time and effort and courage. And it's about building that habit of being in that emotional state. So really what my whole book is about is how to create that habit so that no matter what is happening when life is in session, we are kind of predisposed to coming back to this place of bliss. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, because I think a lot of people have a habit of being fearful or a habit of being angry or a habit of being stressed out. How do we switch those habits?
Well, first of all, understand that just because it's more cool to be stressed out and angry and upset, because it kind of is socially, you tend to get more attention from people if you're complaining. Have you noticed this?
I've noticed that. Gosh, now I know why I complained. Okay, I got it.
And he drives me crazy when he does that.
Oh, my goodness. You are so funny.
Well, I can't say that I don't complain, but that's not the way that I live, right?
Yeah, me neither.
So that's kind of the cooler way to be. But does it serve you? And really remind yourself, is it serving you? I love what you said about taking full responsibility. It's why I called my book Choose Bliss, because it's a choice. We always have a choice. And that's the very first step to creating that habit, is understanding that you have the choice and then being motivated enough to take care of your own emotional well-being rather than worrying so much about how cool you are to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the quotes I also love from your book was that when you said, I learned that no matter what happens to us, the way we react to the events in our lives is what determines how we feel. I love that, because that says to me we're at choice. And I think that's a big, important part of your message. We are at choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people don't believe that. They feel victims. They feel victimized by their spouse or victimized by their job or their boss or victimized by something, their financial status, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a more popular way to be. It's also easier to be like that. Taking responsibility for our lives is hard, because then you're also responsible for how things work out.
No, it's my boss's fault. What are you talking about here? I don't understand
this. It's my husband's fault. Yeah, exactly. It's our healthcare fault, you know, whatever, right?
Yep.
But here's the thing, that no matter what the circumstance is, if you allow yourself to be at choice, you're taking back control. So may I tell a story here really quickly about a close friend of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
So her mom is very, very ill, and so she's having to take care of her mom. She's Indian, so there's also this real heavy cultural expectation that she's going to take care of her mom. So we were having a conversation, and she said to me, there's just no joy in my life. I am completely beat up by having to take care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so why are you beat up by this? This is your choice. And she, of course, got really upset. She's like, no, it's not my choice. I would never choose to have this in my life. And my thing to her was, you could very easily choose to get in-home health care. You're making a choice because that's aligned with your values. And so you're making a choice to be there for your mom because in some way it serves you. And it was really interesting because it was just to watch the look in her eyes shift. And everything changed for her. Now suddenly she was in control. She wasn't being victimized by tradition, expectations, or her mom.
That's a great story. I mean, it makes such a perfect point. I think it's all about how we think about something, isn't it? Now her circumstances are just the same, but it's a completely different experience because her thinking has shifted.
That's exactly right. And that's what we have control over. Mm-hmm. We have control over our thinking. We have control over our emotions. We have control over how we respond. And that's such a beautiful gift. that we have.
Yeah, you know what? One of the prayers I say is, you know, God, don't change my circumstances, change me. And it's aligned with this because it's that place where, you know, when I change my thinking, when I change how we look at things, everything shifts. Then I'm back in choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
they talk about.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You make it.
They talk about looking at things through rose-colored glasses, but it really is true. Wouldn't you rather make the choice on how you see the world than let somebody else determine how you're going
to
see it?
That's why I wear rose-colored glasses to studio all the time. I just like to look around that way.
Right?
And the ski slopes, when I'm skiing, I'm always got rose-colored glasses on.
Right.
I think I should wear them more often.
So I have a question here. How I love what we're talking about. I love the idea of living blissfully. How do you tie that into creating wealth, Monica?
Yeah. So people want to have bliss in all areas of their lives, in their relationships, with their health, in their homes, in their jobs. And the thing that we do, especially in this culture, is we see all these different pieces of ourselves as apart from who, as separate from who we are. So our job, we're different in our job than we are in our relationship, than we are with our kids, and than we are in investing. Often investing is that piece that we try not to pay much attention to because it causes a huge amount of stress in a lot of our lives. Mm. Money tends to stress people out. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And having conversations around money can be stressful.
Mm-hmm. Right. So building blissful wealth is about understanding that it is a piece of our life and it can actually support the joy in our life, not only in building it and having a huge pile of money at the end, but also during the journey of building it, you can have bliss and it can support the joy of your life. That shows up in several ways. It makes you feel taken care of. It makes you feel safe in your future. It helps you to feel in control of what's going to happen when your kids have to go to college or you want to pay for their wedding. It allows you to be the person in the world that you want to be. But most people don't look at wealth building that way. And so when we talk about blissful wealth, that's what we're talking about, is how does it support who you want to be in the world?
I love that. And, I think that a couple pieces that you said there, understanding. So there's a piece about understanding. A lot of times we're communicating about money or communicating about wealth, right? But, if we're just talking about it, that doesn't mean we're understanding it. It's just back and forth banter. So how do you suggest that somebody be able to communicate that with their partner and really understand how to create wealth or build investments, right? Let's take it practically. How does this work practically?
So the very first thing that I do when I'm talking to people is to make sure that they understand why they want to build that wealth. Your why is going to be the thing that determines the way that you respond to everything in your life, including with your wealth. And so the conversation needs to start with your why. Then the conversation needs to be brought into what's your partner's why. So, and then if you can come together on a why and a goal that you're both working towards, then you start talking, having the conversation about how can that happen. And when you're talking about that, now things come up like, do we have the time for that? How much do we want to focus on that? And how much money do we need for that?
Monica, golden information you're giving us, and we would love to pursue this a little bit more in our next segment. So we'll come right back to this in just a moment. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio, where we're talking to Monika Sawyer, and we're talking about building blissful wealth. So, Monika, let's just start right back where we were here, talking about your why. Can you continue on with that?
Yeah, so you want to find your why and find your partner's why, and then you want to marry those two whys together, right?
Right.
And then you want to find out together how much time, focus, and money can you put into making that why a reality. And then on top of that, you start to build your strategies. And the conversation now becomes a conversation of partnership and dreams and joy rather than one of stress and upset and even guilt. For a lot of people, they just feel guilty, right, around money.
Yeah.
So that's how I often will recommend people bring it together with their partner.
And then that helps to create blissful wealth, right?
Right, absolutely. Because now, you know, in life, we feel our most joyful and motivated and excited about life when we're working towards a dream. Do you agree with me on that?
I think that's true, yeah.
I do. Yeah, I know. I personally feel excited and inspired. And, you know, I love to grow things. I love to be in, you know, see the dream and go out and get it.
Right.
So I feel good.
And so, yeah. And so if you can create a dream that you're moving towards, that's really going to support making it a blissful journey rather than making it a stressful one. And that's what I help people to do is create that blissful journey. Create the dream, base it on your values, and then create the blissful journey.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this, Monika. What is the number one mistake people make that takes away from their dream or, investing or, their bliss? What takes away from their bliss?
That was like amazingly perfect timing. Thank you for that one. But it's all about the journey. I think that people really get in their head that when I get to a certain point, like when I'm really wealthy, that's when I'm going to be happy. And the truth is that if you don't develop the habit of being happy along the way, when you get there, you're not going to know how to be happy.
Amen.
You mean I have to be happy today? Wait a second.
Yeah.
I can't just be happy in the future someday?
I'll be happy when I get that $1 million. Isn't that what most people do?
You know, we're being playful about that, but that is such an important point. I think you should stress that. So how do people stay happy along the way, Monika?
And that's what my book is all about, is all those strategies, right, of how to stay happy. But would you like a couple right up front?
We would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's two that I love to give people that are really easy to implement. The very first one is, I call it stop, drop, and breathe.
Oh, okay.
So in life, as we life is in session and things are happening, and this happens in our investing also, right? Something happens and it really stresses us out. Mm-hmm. Either we get bad news on investment or we're in traffic, you know, this the whole gamut. And so what you do is you stop, drop, and breathe. So something's happening, it's stressing you out, there's a story going on in your head. You interrupt the pattern. That's the stop piece. So stop. Mm-hmm. And then you drop into your body or your heart. Mm-hmm. And then you take a couple of deep breaths into that space. And now you're releasing all the tension. And you make a decision or make a response based on that place of calm and peace.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. That's really that's powerful. Lovely. So, you know, I can see this. Somebody's coming into a meeting and you're worried about it, right? You got your boss coming in. Stop, drop, and breathe, right? Mm-hmm. Before they enter. Mm-hmm. I can see us doing that on stage. Stop, drop, and breathe before we go on to speak to large audiences. Mm-hmm. I think this can be very effective.
Exactly. Exactly. And I do it all the time. And it just gets you back into that place of stability that you want to be. Your baseline now becomes calm and joy rather than stress, right?
And again, I think when you have a tool like that, you have a sense of empowerment. And that is really important because that takes you out of victim mode, doesn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the next one that I love to share with people, and this seems a little bit abstract, but it's so insanely important, is to figure out a morning routine that will support you. Now, there are actually books written on this, and there's a whole chapter in my book about this. But the thing is this, we all already have a morning routine. There's a way that we start our day. Mm-hmm. The thing is that most of us are not doing it consciously, and we've not set up a system so that it will support success during our day.
Very good.
So, and, you know, I used to coach executives, and this is one of the very first things we would talk about is, how are you starting your day? Are you frenzied and freaked out and running around like a crazy person, you know? And then you just sit under your seat at work and you're like, oh my God, here I am. And you have got to refocus, right? Mm-hmm. What if instead you set up a morning routine that supported your day? So you have a mindfulness practice. For me, with regards to blissful wealth, I have a learning practice that I do in the morning that helps to support my knowledge around what I'm going to be doing that day to help support building my wealth. Right. So for me specifically, it's with real estate. What is it that's happening in the market? What is it that I need to do? Do I have anything that I need to deal with any of my properties or my tenants or whatever? So there's some moments in the morning where I can breathe into learning about this journey that I'm on and staying excited about it. Mm-hmm. Right. So what is it that you're doing? My husband and I will walk to coffee in the morning, so he and I get a little bit of connect time before we leave for our day.
Nice.
So those sorts of things help you to set yourself up to start your day joyfully rather than starting it frenzied and crazy and kind of out of control.
I think
again, it's another way to take control back.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people pop out of bed, they go and
check email,
or they go get their first cup of coffee, or they sleep into the last moment. They go to bed late, they sleep into the last moment, they wake up and they're stressed.
Yeah.
Like, really? Is this how we want to run our lives?
I know for me, if I don't start my day with meditation, I mean like right after my alarm goes off, then it's just the day just doesn't
unfold. It's different. It's just a different day, isn't it?
Yeah. It just doesn't flow nicely.
Yeah.
So I am a big believer in everything you're saying, Monica. I think how we start our day creates the energy of that day, and then it just seems to flow in that direction.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. I just want to plus one thing. I think you can start your day over any time. What do you think about that, Monica?
Absolutely. 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 And I have done that. You know, I start my day, I think I'm all set, something goes wrong. I use all my techniques, it's not working, and I just I do a restart, you know, reset my day. So absolutely.
That's great. Well, you know, a lot of people want to know a little bit about where they can get a hold of you. You know, did you tell me you had a giveaway or something for this audience here?
I did. I do.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. I really want to help to empower people financially so that they can create the wealth in their life in a blissful way so that they don't have to worry about that piece and they can then live the life that they truly dream of, live from their passion. And so to that end, I teach about blissful wealth and I have a free giveaway. And it's a free report that talks specifically about the strategy that I have used, and it's the exact strategy that I have used to build my own multi-million dollar portfolio.
Cool.
And so people can just take that report and implement it. So that's what I wanted to give away, and they can go get that at blissfulinvestor.com.
Okay.
Blissfulinvestor.com. Let's do that again. So
yes.
www.blissful, B-L-I-S-S-F-U-L, wealth,
Investor.
INVESTOR.com. Okay, I'm glad
we
got to
be
that.
Watching him every second.
Every second. But you know, there's somebody driving down the road now thinking about this. So
BlissfulInvestor.com.
Okay.
And is there a phone number or anything where people can reach you, Monica?
Absolutely. I love to get email.
Oh,
so
great.
They can reach me at Monica, which is M-O-N-E-E-K-A, at Core Bliss Life, because we're living bliss from our core. So it's C-O-R-E, Bliss, B-L-I-S-S, life.com. And if they want to find out the specific strategies that I have taught people for a couple of decades on how to live a blissful life, they can get my book, Choose Bliss, on Amazon.
Oh, perfect. Choose Bliss on Amazon.com. I'm showing it to our Facebook Live audience right now.
Yeah, Choose Bliss on Amazon.com. And I'm choosing Monica. I'm choosing you. I think if I'm an audience listener, I'm getting your free gift, I'm getting your book, and then I'm calling you. That's what I know.
Absolutely. And may I say, my dear, you are the embodiment of what you teach. You are a lovely person. You are bliss, and you've certainly blessed our audiences with bliss today.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts, Monica?
I just want everybody to remember, bliss is your birthright. Choose to live it every single day.
Mm.
Thank
Perfect.
You so much for being on our show. That was
Thank
great.
Thank you, dear.
That was great.
Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, coming
so much.
Right up, we're going to be talking with our sponsor, the Sexton Advisory Group, and the founder of that, Steve Sexton, will be with us. He's going to continue our talk about blissful wealth, and he's got some practical ways to help you with your financial challenges. So coming right up.
Steve Sexton. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio, brought to you by the Sexton Advisory Group. And in this segment, we have the privilege of getting to chat with Steve Sexton, the head of the Sexton Advisory Group. Welcome, Steve. It's good to have you back again.
Thanks, Paula.
Hey,
good
Steve.
To
great
here.
To have you.
Hey.
Yeah, it's
hey,
always.
Ken, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good. You know, we just got off a segment with the Bliss expert,
the Monica, Blissful Millionaire,
Monica. Yeah, Monica Sawyer. So she's talking about investing and wealth and bliss and stuff. And so this is just a perfect lead-in for what you do, because you know you're all about helping people to have less stress in their life and help them to understand their financial challenges and be able to invest in the future in a proper way. So let's start there.
So what? I'm wondering, Steve, do you think it is possible to put bliss and investing in the same sentence?
Oh, yes. I truly, truly believe that. And in fact, people should be looking for that. We have a plan that's called Sleep Well at Night. And it's a wonderful plan, and we focus on creating those for all of our clients so they can have the retirement of their dreams.
Oh, that's great.
So Sleep Well at Night. Tell me a little bit about that plan. Like, how does that work, Steve?
Well, tell me about that plan. That's a good one.
I want that plan for my life.
Yeah, me too. We're signing up immediately.
All too often, when people take a look at things like the stock market, and it's really run on fear and greed. Okay, so we're at a time right now where the market's moving forward. People are getting excited. I'm getting calls from people who haven't been in the market for 6 or 7 years, and now they're getting back in because they think it's going to continue to move forward. Mm-hmm. And just like in, you know, at 9/11, you know, 2000, yeah. all that kind of stuff, 08, 07, 08, you know, you see that market coming down. Okay, and in which case they become very jittery. They're worried about the decisions they make. They're now worried about the retirement because they might not have enough money and they put their income at risk. So what we do is we really sit down with somebody, understand what they're looking to accomplish, create a wonderful strategy that they understand and have made decisions that they know that in their best interest, and then we find the products that fit that strategy.
You know, Steve, we live in a tenuous time right now. You know, I heard one of the senators, you know, talking about the president blundering his way into World War III. Whether that's a true statement or not, it still puts jitters in people's minds and in the markets. How do you help investors with these troubled times?
Well, that's the key. That's one of the biggest keys there is to have a plan. So what happens if you're on the vacation on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean and the market tumbles? What rules do you have in place? If you had a rule in place that says, you know what, if the market goes down by 8%, you know what, everything gets sold and I go into cash. So it doesn't go down 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So if I had rules like that, then I could understand that, hey, guess what? I know what's going to happen. I'm not worried about it because this is the worst thing that happens to me. Allow somebody to sleep well, enjoy their vacation, and move on. Yeah. Now, there's also a couple rules that go on after that. That would make a lot of sense. Also, you have to take the political fervor for what the political fervor is. If you remember back when Mr. Trump was elected, everybody thought the stock market was going to go into the toilet, and obviously went the other way. So there's what a lot of people don't realize is typically the president or who's in the White House doesn't have a lot of dictation on exactly what the economy is going to do. The Fed, the way the economy is moving, what cycle the economy is, has more of a determinant of what's going to happen with that. Yes, if there's a war that hits, yeah, it's going to definitely have a role. But most likely, that's political fervor because, you know what, how likely do you think we're going to have World War III? Nobody wants that because the bombs are too big.
Right, right. Well, so let me ask you this. What cycle do you think we're in right now?
I think we're at the we're getting close to the peak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Most of the advisors and economists that I've spoken to are concerned about 2018.
Right.
We're seeing the markets continue to move forward. A lot of people are beginning to come to our office saying, you know what, I've done very, 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 very well. I think it might be time that I pull some money off the table and put it into something that won't go down when the market goes down, something that's non-correlated. So we're seeing that in the people that we meet every single day. We're seeing that with economists, money managers. They want to get everything they can out of it, but they're ready to move if the market isn't going to go in the direction they want.
You know, typically when the markets peak like this, there's peak strategies. One of the peak strategies in the past have been going into real estate. Is that a strategy today, or REITs?
You know what? Going into real estate is a wonderful strategy. In fact, when we look at a real estate, it's what we call a non-correlated investment. If you're investing in real estate, what do you get? You get an appreciating asset that creates an income. Okay? So if you're in San Diego right now, you have a wonderful situation because rents are continuing to move forward. Prices are appreciating, so people have the ability to sell at a higher rate if they bought it 20 or 30 years ago. People are able to get an appreciating interest or income from their investment, and they get some wonderful tax write-off. So, yes, people should be looking at real estate as a way to create some stability and get a wonderful income.
Is there another investment that one could get into that still gives you that more of that peace of mind rather than something as volatile as the market?
Well, yes, you can look at annuities. There's fixed annuities that operate a lot like CDs, and the rates are anywhere from 1 to 3. You can get into index annuities where the growth is created by an index, and that growth is locked in every year, every other year. And if the market goes down after that, you don't lose anything. You keep all your gains. But any type of fixed product that has guarantees with it, there is usually typically a time period that somebody needs to commit to. So as long as you can commit to those, you're in good shape. You know, real estate is another product that, or not a product, but an investment type that, you know what, we saw the 08 stuff, and that was due to, you know, too many people having mortgages that they couldn't rightly afford. And there is some derivatives there that caused a big tumble. But the way things are structured now, if somebody's moving into real estate, they can just consistently move forward and receive income from it as long as there's positive cash flow.
Okay. So what I heard you say is with time-sensitive investments, you want to remain short. Is that what I'm hearing? You want to, you know, like you were talking about, well, anyway, is that accurate or not?
You know what? You can remain short or long. I think whether you remain short or long really depends upon your stage in life. So if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're basically doing dollar cost averaging because you're investing in the market and you're buying something at a price and hopefully a bit at a higher price in 20 or 30 years when you need it. Mm-hmm. And if the market goes down, it's a good thing for you, so you can buy things really cheap and get it at a lower cost. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in your 55, 60s, and you're actually using those investments to create income for yourself, it doesn't make a lot of sense to be really, really long, because if the market goes down significantly, okay, it goes down significantly, well, how much does that cut into the income you're going to be able to take from those investments? Mm-hmm. And how long will it take for you to get that money back? I mean, just think about it. If you go back to 2008, we saw a 37% decrease in the market. If you just had a 30, it's going to take you 43% just to get back to even. And if you're taking a 5 or 6% income, it almost takes you 70 or 80% to get back to even. And there's people who, you know, from 08, it took them till 2013, 14, or 15 just to get back to where they were before in the marketplace. So it's important to pay attention to that, because if you're in a cycle where you continually have to spend or have a life event after one of those things occurring, you could be setting yourself up for a big-time retirement derailment.
I get it. You know what? Here's the cool thing, okay? So I'm really a simple guy, right? And I loved Monica Sawyer's message, right? You know, follow your bliss, right? So I want to follow my bliss in investing. And, you know, since I don't know, have all the answers, I think you do. I think you can help people to have a lot more peace of mind, have a sense of security, have a sense of joy as a result of seeing a financial planner in your office or even yourself, and be able to make those hard decisions so that at the end of the day, they feel really good. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, I think that's a great idea.
The right answer. That was good, Steve.
Yeah, you're doing good, Steve, on this show. I'm liking this. Okay.
How do people find you, Steve? How do they reach you? Because I was going to say, too, before Ken said that, after you talked about all those statistics and everything. The moral of the story for me is I need Steve Sexton on my team.
Exactly.
I'll never learn all that before the end of my life. So, Steve, how do we find you?
Well, you know what? People can just inquire by going to info@sextonadvisorgroup.com. That's info@sextonadvisorgroup.com. Or just give in the office or ring at 1-800-560-2611, and we'll just sit down and chat with you or talk to you on the phone to see how we can help. And if we can't help, we'll direct you to somebody who can.
Okay, let's repeat that again, because I know that you know, this is radio. People go, you know, they need time to jot that down. So get a pen and paper.
Problem.
And what is it again, Steve?
It's info@sextonadvisorygroup.com. That's info@sextonadvisorygroup.com, or call 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611.
Well, once again, Steve, you have solved the puzzles that so many of us have in our head about what do I do to grow my money? So thank you so much for certainly increasing our bliss here today.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks for being here. And if you are one of our listeners and you'd like to find out about some of the past shows, all you have to do is go to transitionradioshow.com and you will be able to listen to all of our past shows there. Also, we encourage you to subscribe on our podcasts. And we're on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Tuned In, all the top ones there. We're on 14 podcast sites, so you'll be able to just type in Transition Radio. And we'd also appreciate you to go into our Facebook page, Transition Radio on Facebook, and give us a like up there. Give us a notice. So that's it for us.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Transition Radio. Okay, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
That was awesome show.
Thanks,
Monica.
Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you guys.
Steve, amazing stuff. We do need to connect.
You guys want to exchange emails right now? So,
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Sure. So, Steve, mine's Monica at corblisslife.com. So, Monica is M-O-N.
Sorry.
It's Monica is M-O-N-E-E-K-A. Mm-hmm. And then Core Bliss Life. .com.
Perfect.
And which
mine is just, it's Steve at SextonAdvisoryGroup.com. It's just all one word.
SextonAdvisoryGroup.com. All right. Yay.
Perfect. I'll shoot you an email. And I'll look forward to connecting with you. Have a great day, Monica.
You too. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Ken and Paula. This was so much fun.
Thank you both. That was a great show. I can't wait till it airs. And Steve, we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Have fun, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Great day, everybody. Bye-bye.